Now, here is Jane to introduce our last group of stories from the evening news.
We will finish with three stories about angry residents. A Norwich resident found she was paying for her neighbour's electricity. The MP for Norwich North is horrified at the amount of fly-tipping at Milecross Marsh. And a Norfolk farming couple have been targeted by scammers in an identity fraud case. Here is Robin to explain why the electricity bill was so high.
A furious tenant has slammed her estate agent after she discovered she's been forking out hundreds for everyone else's bills. Laura Cooper, who rents her home in Clarendon Road in the city, says she feels cheated after unintentionally paying the bills for the last 18 months. She has accused Miners and Brady, who she rents her flat through, of not acting quickly enough when the issue was discovered and demanded £900 in compensation. Miners and Brady said the compensation demanded was overly inflated and without calculation. But Miss Cooper said the impact of this had resulted in a great deal of stress and anxiety. Friends, family and members of the public have been incredulous that this situation is ongoing. After requesting a broken light switch to be fixed 10 times in the block's hallway, despite being replaced twice, the tenant says neither repair solved the problem and she is paying for the communal electricity which is wired into her supply.
A community leader fighting to fix fly-tipping, a growing issue in the city, said she was to find a huge amount of rubbish dumped at a beauty spot. Alice MacDonald, MP for Norwich North, who describes fly-tipping as an awful crime, took her increasing concerns about the antisocial behaviour in the city to Parliament on November the 17th. But since then, a shocking amount of waste, including multiple shopping trolleys and a bicycle, has been dumped at Milecross Marsh, a green space that Miss MacDonald believes should be enjoyed by all. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said, "We are aware of the fly-tipping in the Milecross area and we are working closely with our partners and teams to get these items removed. If anyone observes fly-tipping, please report this on our website, including exact location details, so we are alerted and can deal with these issues promptly."
A Norfolk farming couple have fought off payment demands and a court threat after being targeted by scammers in a distressing identity fraud. Stephen and Catherine Temple have spent decades building the reputation of their cheese-making dairy at Whiton near Wells. But the business has been impersonated by criminal gangs seeking to steal goods ordered in their name. The National Food Crime Unit has warned of an increase in this type of fraud, as scammers take advantage of credit terms to give them time to make off with goods, including cheese, vegetables, poultry, fish and meat. The fraudsters pose as legitimate buyers, so they pretend to be small farms or businesses. The most worrying episode came when an unexpected solicitor's letter threatened court action unless more than £22,000 was paid to settle a credit account fraudulently opened with a national hardware store. After more than a day on the phone to the supplier, their credit controllers and the solicitors, Mr. Temple was able to convince them that the debt was not due to his business. But he fears this may not be the end of the ordeal.